going on the table right there.
Boker Tov Rabotai, today is Yom Rabbi Shabbat Kodesh, Dalet Be Nisan, Mesheder Vayikra. So we're on the bottom of page Kufin, we just brought the story in Masechet Ketubot of Samachzan about Mor Okva. He explains it in just simple Hebrew, Be'ur Advarim. Mor Okva, Asak Bematan Tzedakah La'anim, Upam Nodalo, Al Ani Sh'Ragil Lekabel Mimenu Tzedakah, She'Achilato Kemenag Ha'ashirim, She'Mezalfim Laim Yayin Yashan, Mimkom Sa'udatam Lereach Tov. Mor Okva found out that one of the quote-unquote, aniim, that he had been donating tzedakah to, was actually splurging on his meals, and he was acting like an ashir. He was kind of living beyond his means, it seemed like, and because of that, his son, who he had sent to give him the tzedakah, decided, no, he doesn't really need it. And when his son came back and told him what he found, not only did he not give him, he actually gave him double what he usually gives. מכאן רואים איך מור עוקבה היה רגיל להסתכל על העניים בעין טובה, ולכן מיהר לדון את העני לקו זכות. This comes from a place of, he looked for the benefit of the doubt in all of the aniim, instead of saying, oh, you're ganav, you're con artist, you're scammer, whatever, he said, no. This is problem, and by the way, it's Halachan Shulchan Aruch, that if a person was rich, and then unfortunately he fell on hard times, the halacha is when you give him tzedakah, you're actually chayav to give him tzedakah, not like random aniim, you're chayav to give him tzedakah to help him attain his previous lifestyle. That's not called being a scammer, that's part of ilchot tzedakah. And that's why, you know, that was his cheshbon, and that's why he just didn't cut him off. אם היה כזה מקרה אצל גבי צדקה רגיל, היה אומר, זה לא אני, אלא גנב ורמה, yeah, by regular... Gabay tzedakah, erase him from the tzedakah list. אבל מור עוקבה חשב להפך, שהאדם הזה שרגיל בזילוף יין ישן, הוא צריך יותר כסף למילוי משאלות ליבו. You know, some aniim are low maintenance, and some aniim are high maintenance. So you have to take care of them. ולפי דרכנו למדנו משנת חסידים, this is how חסידים work. Okay, right. Now, ואומנם, מעלת הנדיבות היא גדולה, אבל לפעמים צריך לנהוג להפך במידת הדין. Sometimes, although מידת החסד, מידת הרחמים is a big deal, sometimes you have to follow, you have to behave במידת הדין. ונקדים, כי מה שאמרו חז"ל, מי שאין בו דעה, אסור לרחם עליו. אין הכוונה למשוגע. החכמים said that if a person doesn't have דעת, you're not allowed to pity him. That's not a reference to a person who is... you know, a person who's mentally deficient. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a person who's a ben da'at, who's intelligent, and chooses not to have da'at. He says, אלא למי שאינו עושה מה שצריך לעשות על פי התורה, אלא את ההפך. מי שאין בו da'at is a person who doesn't follow Torah or mitzvot. ולכן יזהר שלא יגמול חסד עם חבר רע. There's a person you know is bad, don't do chesed to him. You're not allowed to have rachmanut on him. לכן לא יהיה נדיב...
It's considered bad. How do we give this
a
house?
Nashua
Shabbat,
Zinki
Kosher.
Yeah, those are pretty, you know, that's...
Nashua Shabbat means they're a bad person.
They're doing bad things.
What are they, Mishach?
We're not here to judge what kind of person you are, you know what I'm saying? Good person, bad person, good heart, cardiac Jew, pulmonary Jew, you know what I'm saying? We're not here to... I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Is that part?
Huh?
The rub's on the doctor.
I can't, you know, tell you if you're vascular or you're neural, you know what I'm saying? You have to be shomer Torah mitzvot. And if you're mechalel Shabbat, you don't keep kosher or whatever, I don't care why you're doing it. You know, you want to play the Tinok Shenishba card, you want to play the whatever card, you know, whatever card you want to play. You know, it's not... That's a different shir in halacha to begin with, whether or not nowadays we can... refer to non-religious Jews as Tinok Shenishba or not. It's a machloket between the Shevet HaLevi and the Chazon Ish and Maran Zichrono Livracha, big shir. But yeah, Tinok Shenishba, you know, just, you know, do not pass go, do not collect $200, you know what I'm saying? Just keep going. It doesn't necessarily work like that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's exposed to Torah Judaism, yes? There's not a corner of the earth today where people don't know about Orthodox Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvah. It doesn't exist. But, let's put that aside for a moment, even if, let's say, you were a bona fide Tinok Shenishba, you're still doing wrong in Hashem's eyes by not keeping Torah Mitzvot. So for such a person, especially if he knows what he's doing is wrong, then you got a problem. You can't show him rachmanut. You can't be gomel chasadim to him. V'chein, obviously, if you're in the kirov thing, so over there that's a different story. But if let's say he's not kirovable, you know what I'm saying? He's just like a fire truck. Keep back 200 feet. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Don't kirov me. Yeah, so over there you can't be gomel lo chasadim. If he calls chaverim with a flat tire,
you shouldn't answer. Not a mitzvah,
huh?
Canter is not a mitzvah.
ולכן ייזהר שלא יגמול חסד עם חבר רע.
What's so bad about helping a bad person?
מה זה?
What's so bad about helping a bad person?
וכן לא יהיה נדיב על חשבון אחרים או על חשבון עצמו, כגון בלימוד התורה, שצריך קודם כל לדאוג לתלמודו. You can't be overly generous also, like on the... Oh, great, let me do chesed. But you're in the middle of seder. I'm saying, maybe it can wait. No, right now. Whoa. Your first Gminut Chasadim, your first responsibility of Gminut Chasadim is to yourself. So you got to make sure you're taken care of. ולמשל, מבקשים ממנו ליתן את מקומו בבית המדרש לאחר, ויודע שבמקום הפנוי שמציעים לו, מפטפטים שם, לא יהיה נדיב רחמן, אלא יחלקי דבריו במשפט, כי חייב קודמים. Let's say in yeshiva, they're asking you to move a seat. I don't know, whatever. Somebody asked, can I have this seat? Your seat, whatever. And you know, they're offering you another seat. And the seat that they're offering you, the other seat in Beis Medrash, is next to people who battle all the time. The answer to that question is, can you do me a favor and whatever, rachmanut? The answer is no. Sometimes no is also chesed. To yourself. No. You said, what are you going to say? No. ולפי שגדר מצווה לא נכתב במפורש בתורה, הדבר משתנה מאדם לאדם. The Torah didn't say how to be gomel chesed. The Torah didn't give parameters for chesed. The Torah just said, do chesed. So the parameters change relative to the person and the situation. שיש אדם שהמסירות שלו לנתינה וחסד גורמת לו ללחץ ומתח נפשי. ואומנם שואב מידת החסד של אברהם אבינו וכל הימים להוסיף בזה. אבל כל הזמן שלא זכה לדרגה זו, כלל הוא דרכה דרכנו וכל נתיבות השלום. There's people, they get all from lachatz, from chesed. Oh, he gets like all OCD and like nervous and anxious. Whoa, whoa, take it easy. If you're that kind, just like, okay, maybe you shouldn't do chesed. Maybe you should like do something else. You know what I'm saying? If it's causing you anxiety and you're like shutting down because you're being crushed under this burden of chesed, so don't do it. You know, do it benacha, do it when you can. Don't let it be crushing. Anyway, Gishmak HaMaisa, what did you ask me for? Why is it bad to...
Why is it so bad to do chesed? I think you should be mezaher not to do chesed with bad people.
You tell me.
Let's just be neutral.
What does that mean? What's neutral?
All right, be cautious to not help them. Just to help them, I guess. If I don't
because
help.
Because Chazal said it's asul lirachim al mi she'en bo da'at.
They're Hashem's enemies.
What?
You can't help Hashem's enemies.
Yeah. David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Halo, Halo misan'echa Adonai esna, uvitkemomecha etkotat. David HaMelech says, I hate those who hate you, and I will wage war, I will fight those who fight against you. David HaMelech was chilled, you know what I'm saying? He's very, you know, relaxed and whatever. But when it came to the Shaim, he said, I will chase you down. I know where you live. I will hunt you down. I know where you sleep. I will find you. I will take you down.
Can we be like an actual Haftara for someone that we should be like this with?
Like taking down?
No, like not helping out.
This is like a used to be friend in high school also? Like, this includes those type of people?
I mean, a person who knows better, who knows that he should be keeping Torah for sure. Let's say
everyone.
A guy, huh? Well, there's something that's called Shana Ofirish. A guy who's yeshiva educated and went to yeshiva, knows all about it, whatever, and just went off and doesn't care. You can't use the Tinok Shenishba card. You can't use the I grew up non-religious card. You can't, you know, people have all the, I'm not mocking it. I know people have all these, you know, there's all sorts of abuses, right? There's physical, there's emotional, there's verbal, there's all sorts of abuse. There's one in our generation too that's called religious abuse. People get religiously abused. You know what that is?
So you're not firm enough?
No, when either by their parents or by siblings or family or friends, like, yeah, forcibly, you know, like, they have this, like, terrible taste towards Judaism, towards davening, towards learning, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, a run-of-the-mill guy who grew up in yeshivas, and then he's like, eh, I don't care.
He was still cute, also.
Huh? I'm not judging.
You know what I'm saying? But how come Ivy Mondo? I don't know if this guy got abused. I don't know what happened with this guy. I don't know. It seems that this guy was in the mirror. This guy was all star. But then it really
But why the mirror? Why not here?
It's not yeshiva. A good yeshiva.
This is a good yeshiva. Landur. Yeah,
Landur.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good.
Like,
you never actually know.
It's not Landur's. What kind of name is that? Sure. Good, I was paying attention. I know. Good.
You never actually know.
We're not judging him, but I don't have to go out of my way to do chesed for him.
So how do I know that this guy's just not like a Nebuch person, not like mistreated?
You know something? If we're going down the Nebuch route, everybody's a Nebuch. You know what I'm saying? No, Bemet. Do you know anybody on earth that doesn't have experiences? Whatever. So everybody's a Nebuch, so whatever. So that's it. You know, there's parameters. You know what I'm saying? That's a bad guy. Shana ufiresh kashem ichulam. The Gemara says that if a person learned, the person knows, and still he goes off, that's bad stuff. I'm not talking about that you grew up non-religious, you grew up unexposed or underexposed or whatever it is. I'm talking about that you went to yeshivas and you grew up FFB, and then you're just like...
From birth.
Yes. Yeah, I don't care. You don't care? Okay.
So you shouldn't try to like cure them at all?
Cure of them? But what do you have to go out of your way to... You know what I'm saying?
Who's not curable?
Huh?
Who's not curable? You should help everybody.
Like, it's a mitzvah to do cure of. What's the problem? I don't understand. And be nice to them as you're doing whatever. But I'm talking about this guy that doesn't want cure of. Leave me alone. I don't hear about religion, whatever. But when I get a flat tire, I'm calling chaverim. And when I'm locked out of my car, I'm calling yedidim. And when I'm stuck in the shuk, I call the shuk schleppers to whatever. No, lecha, you know, take care of yourself. I don't, you have what I'm saying?
Is there a gedder to like the chesed this rule applies to? For example, like something that's like over the line, like not good for the guy. For example, if you're like, I don't know, you're stuck in a flat tire and like in the middle of the road.
You have to use your judgment also. If the guy has a flat tire in the middle of the highway, and you come and you show them the beauty of Torah mitzvot, and you know, you change his tire, and you can inspire him. Or even if you think that maybe there's a chance, so that's a good idea. But if the guy's like, I don't care, just change my tire. Now, you know what I'm saying? We're Jews, right? We do this kind of thing. You're a Jew, look at you. You know what I'm saying? That's already a different thing. Why do I have to bend over backwards? The chesed that Am Yisrael does for one another is not something that's self-understood. It's not granted. It's a privilege. Privilege requires responsibility. In order to reap the benefits, the privileges of Am Yisrael, you have to bear the responsibilities of Am Yisrael as well. You know what I'm saying? It's not a, it's a two-way street. You got to give some to get some. You know, if you're just like a, I don't care, and you're just shana ufiresh and whatever. Yeah, Shabbat. Eh, kashrut. Eh, tarat mishpacha. Eh, and you live a life like that. So when you need chesed, I'll also be, who cares? You don't feel...